Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Readout, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you all for tuning in across the American Readout, in the other free zones, and all of you outside the wire in occupied territory. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following us this week, and thank you for your support and encouragement. It has been a busy week. It's actually been a busy day. We're getting ready for Cascadia Rising and T-Rex, Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise 2016, coming up in 2 weeks. And that's going to, well, actually, Cascadia Rising is going to be just about a week away. I'll be talking more about that a little bit tonight. And then in the Partisan Radio episode that I have just about all ready to go, which will be released tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, so that you'll have some guidance and learn more about what to expect for those training exercises, especially T-Rex 2016. But yeah, we've got some pretty good surprises, things that we're going to incorporate this year because of Cascadia Rising that's going to make this a very unique and rare training opportunity for disaster preparedness communication. So hopefully you guys are all working on getting your comms up as well. I've been testing, programming, testing radios, testing digital modes, getting my software updated, and I kind of got carried away with that today instead of working on the show. But here we are. We're ready and we're going to roll with it. So let's start off by getting the news and commentary out of the way. Talk about some issues and some news items that might be of particular interest to us as God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. The news is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding. With all 10 books out, go to 299days.com to learn more. National news, please lift these people up in your prayers. At least 6 dead now, 2 missing after floods in Texas and Kansas. Texas is especially hit hard. The rain caused widespread damage, including the collapse of the roof of the Bandera Bulletin, the weekly newspaper in San Antonio, or KSAT, San Antonio reported. Photos from the area showed campers and trailers stacked against each other, but no injuries were reported there. Torrential rains have caused heavy flash flooding in some parts of the U.S. and particularly in Texas over the last few days, and has led to numerous evacuations in southeast Texas, including 2 prisons. And the reason why I bring this up is because it's kind of personal for me, because we've got some Ameren Corps operators that are directly impacted by this. Now they have local communications. Their cell phones are up. We're monitoring. And if they have grid down communications type of situation, of course, we want to be there for them. And we've been corresponding with them. But one in particular has really, this is the second time they've been flooded. They were flooded about a month ago and immediately started getting mold and problems in their home. They ripped all the drywall out, brought a company in to disinfect all that, tore out the insulation. They just got the insulation and drywall back up this week, and this next set of storms come through, and already they're flooded. The brand new drywall and insulation is already wet, and of course, it's instantly going to turn to mold within 48 to 72 hours. So they're right back to square one. So remember these people in your prayers. They're feeling really not just down, but kicked while they're down. And they could just really use some encouragement. One News Now reporting, in a maneuver that would essentially keep faith-based contractors in the United States Armed Forces from doing their jobs, while protecting their religious freedom, House Democrats, socialists, communists, moved again to forward a bill on Thursday that would turn a faith-based debilitating executive order decreed by President Barack Obama back in 2014 into law. It is contended that the Democrats' measure was devised, intended to make it impossible for faith-based military contractors to exercise their religious liberty while performing their duties at work. They're absolutely destroying our military, spiritually even. Also from One News Now, a legal firm is that is fighting for religious rights is taking its case against a Virginia school board all the way to the state Supreme Court. The Fairfax County School Board added to its non-discrimination policy with sexual orientation in 2014 and then gender identity in May of last year. So they're adding gender identity. How you feel, whether you feel like you're a boy or a girl that day, that's now part of a protected class in their non-discrimination policies. Apparently, Virginia state law doesn't recognize such categories for protection under gender identity or sexual orientation. We have a school board that is going directly against Virginia law in adding these amorphous categories to its non-discrimination policies. Apparently, according to this article, board members have repeatedly rebuffed efforts to convince them they need to abide by state law, but they are apparently taking the law into their own hands, making things up as they go. But a little bit of good news in the American readout, Idaho is joining several states. They're joining a lawsuit with Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, Maine, Arizona, Louisiana, Utah, and Georgia against this transgender bathroom directive that the Grand Potentate ordered last week. Governor Butch Otter says Idaho will soon weigh in on the lawsuit opposing the Obama administration over its directive to U.S. public schools to let transgender students use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. A spokesman for Governor Otter said Wednesday that the Republican governor's office is working on finalizing an amicus brief in support of the 11 states that filed the lawsuit earlier that day. Otter previously denounced the new directive as an egregious example of federal overreach and vowed to pursue every option to oppose implementing the guidelines. Really? We don't have a whole lot of faith in you, Governor Butch Otter, because you said you were going to do everything within your power to fight to protect religious liberty in the state of Idaho, until a federal judge came along and ruled that we can't have a constitutional amendment that defines marriages between a man and a woman. And the very next morning, you began ordering, without a whimper, without an argument, ordering county clerks to violate the Idaho State Constitution, which is still on the books. That's still on the books. The definition of marriage is still in the Idaho Constitution. Ordering them to violate that and begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples the following morning. So you don't have a track record, really, that gives us a whole lot of confidence in you. Now, here's a great opportunity for you to redeem yourself, Governor. Restore the faith of the people of Idaho in your abilities again, your judgment, which has not fared so well. And that brings us to the end of a very short news and commentary section. We'll turn this over to Fox 519 and then segment two coming up in just a minute. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Readout.
Well, while the world this week was worrying about the feel the burn and Trump debate that never was, Europe slipped further and further in the chaos. And as you know, Europe is commonly about 6 months ahead of us by quite a bit. Hello, everyone. Fox 519 here, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Hello, everyone. Fox 519 here. You know those mornings when you could barely move until you've had that first cup of coffee? Oh, I sure do. But you know what the worst is? Terrible, stale coffee. I hate stale coffee. That stuff in the can is the absolute worst. Now, it's part of our food storage, but imagine if you could change that. Imagine if every morning you get up and have fresh roasted beans. How wonderful that would be. You know what? You can do that. And you can do that by going to my sponsor's website, sisterscoffeeroasters.com. They provide great, and I mean great, coffee. Their green, unroasted, or roasted beans are perfect for your food storage needs. I do not want to imagine a future where I have to wake up every day and trudge through life with bad coffee. It may seem like a small thing in the grand scheme, but it'll be the little things that will help us put on our boots every day and get out there for our families. Go buy your coffee today and get it into your food storage right away. That's sisterscoffeeroasters.com. Two sisters and an amazing coffee. sisterscoffeeroasters.com. Welcome back. And this week on Eye on the Economy, we look across the pond at the economic slide in Europe that affects us here stateside. We're going to start with our first report tonight. A chicken in every pot and $2,500 in everyone's bank account? Well, yes, if you live in Switzerland. On June 5th, the country of Switzerland will be holding a national referendum on the introduction of a basic income on June 5th. Its supporters want the government to guarantee each person a monthly after-tax income of at least 2,500 Swiss francs. Those who work and earn less would have their income pay topped up. Those without work would be handed the full amount. The income would be unconditional and untaxed and would replace various welfare payments. The Swiss government, which opposes the initiative, says it would have to find 25 billion Swiss francs a year to pay for the measure. New taxes or spending cuts would damage the economy, it says. Proponents of the universal income say Switzerland is a rich country that can afford it. They say that hundreds of thousands of Swiss people are at risk of losing their jobs because of advances in technology, and the introduction of a basic income would guarantee them greater security. That's socialism, tried and true, folks, but that can never happen here, right? Well, let's compare that to President Obama's new overtime policies that the socialist in chief just rolled out. Under the new rules, first released in a draft last summer, the annual salary threshold at which companies can deny overtime pay will be doubled from $23,660 to nearly $47,500. Now, those changes are not policy, they are policy, but not in draft any longer. But critics warn that I can actually lose out as employers try to avoid extra costs by converting salary workers into hourly ones in order to more closely track their working time. They would be cutting back in labor, and the higher threshold, which takes effect on December 1st, will lift the ratio back to 35%. The Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, and Perez has spearheaded the administration's effort and worked on a formula for the rule for the past 2 years to implement this. Fellow patriots, no good can come from this, I guarantee. If we look at Venezuela and the economic collapses taking place there, this is because of policies of just like this. Now, I'm like the next guy. I think I'm underpaid for what I do, but I want to earn my pay, not be entitled to it. I'll admit, I didn't get as big a raise as I would have liked, but come December 1st, I fear many Americans will be looking at a very hard holiday, as they no longer have a job. If you make less than that now, work hard and prove yourself, and be prepared for serious economic changes. Another world news tonight, not that it matters to any of us, but the increase in the amount of luxury properties that are on the market is piling up, and the economic indicators of a repeat of the 2008 crisis continues to build. This global pileup of homes is for homes that are listed of $100 million or more, and right now, there's a record 27 properties with nine-figure prices that are officially for sale. Now, this fact is according to the Christie's International Real Estate Group, and they said this is up from 19 last year. This is up 19 from last year, and last year in 2015, there was about a dozen properties. Now, if you add in the high-priced, quote, whisper listings that are offered privately, brokers say that the actual number of nine-figure listings worldwide could top at least 50. Now, here's a quote from Jonathan Miller, the president of Miller Samuel Incorporated. "We have a record number of homes for sale at a price point of $100 million or more. That tells you that these homes are not selling." He continues on. Now, it's not as deep a market as some might hope, but the last time we had a sudden pop in $100 million listings occurred in 2007, just right before the housing crash. Now, for your reference, everyone, at least four homes in the world were listed for nine figures back in 2008. Only one ended up selling close to that, a mansion in Palm Beach owned by none other than Donald Trump, which was listed for $100 million but sold for $95 million. How ironic, huh? Art of the deal there working for him? I think not. Now, the reason I bring you this is not so you feel bad about your current housing situation, but so you're aware of the economic indicators that I watch for. The stock market, the real estate market, the bond market. Almost all of them have blaring warning signs that serious economic trouble are on the horizon, and we all need to be prepared to take care of our families, our teams, and our communities. Anything less than this, and we are ignoring God's directions. Well, thanks again for listening, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout this week, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Segment 2, brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate to help you get strategically relocated to the northernmost part of the panhandle of North Idaho. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Patriot-owned business will help you make your move. Give them a call today. My email is johnjacob@radiofreereadout.com. I'm still behind on some emails. I have some marked to get to with a little star next to it. And it's been so hard getting back to those, but I'm whittling away at them. This week, I mentioned several things yesterday on Radio Free Readout on the American Christian Network. There are some announcements. Actually, you are the first to hear this announcement here on the Radio Free Readout podcast. As you know, we've been working on this underground project. And I've been compiling those, and those were released. Those thumb drives were made available at the Prosser Preparedness and Patriot Expo. We sold out of them instantly. So I was working with Golf Bravo 01 at the American Readout Gear Store. We now have the Underground Project thumb drives available through the American Readout Gear Store. Those will be available on Tuesday after this weekend because, well, tomorrow nothing can ship anyway. So you could put your order in for those, for yours. They're $15, and this is what we've done. We've come, and you can see the contents that we've listed on there, but I went back through the Going Underground series that I just did this spring. I went through and stripped out all of the news and commentary and commercials and everything and boiled it right down to the actual Going Underground content. And those are all compiled into, actually, it's now 9 audio files because I've added other bonus material on covert communications and things like that. More will be added to that, and it will be uploaded to a password-protected page that we have for those who purchase the thumb drive for additional content as we get that available and uploaded. But I've also included the agents, agents provocateur, informants, saboteurs, and troublemakers, that series on identifying, dealing with informants or agents provocateur, and recognizing those so you can avoid being exploited. If you're ever being set up and try to be talked into doing something illegal, for example. That is up there, including a PDF guide. There is a PDF guide, the Down and Dirty Guide to Anonymity, Security, Encryption, with a list of programs and services to help you do that. And then we've also just also added a new comprehensive guide is an article that was written that contains a ton of resources, and that's just a free bonus in there. And more is going to be added to that. So the Underground Project is there. We're also going to be adding last summer's Coming Underground series, the Coming Underground, and the potential necessity for having an underground and what that means, you know, from our perspective. So that is available. The other thing that's available, and I'm wearing it right now, I'm wearing the prototype, the Join or Die American Readout t-shirts are also going to be available for sale starting Tuesday at the American Readout Gear Store. Lots more on that as well. And we're looking to try to get some flags made. It's the historical Join or Die flag that I believe Benjamin Franklin designed to encourage all of these individual states that were trying to act as individuals, as individual states, republics, to join together because of the adversary they were up against. And the sentiment there was, or the premise was, if we don't join together and bind together in this effort, we're going to die. We're going to fail. We have to join together. So hence the flag, join or die. So that was modified with the American Redoubt states on it, the snake that's severed, and it's called Join or Die, the American Redoubt. Pretty cool. Go check it out at American Redoubt gear store. That was actually taken from a young redoubter, 16-year-old, who drew that up after he and his family took the gap and redoubted from California to Idaho and drew that up and sent it in. And we're running with it. It's been very popular so far. So I have the prototype shirt on right now, and it's cool. It looks very cool. Everybody involved did a great job. Yesterday, I mentioned about getting back to our heritage, getting in the fight, learning your heritage, your roots, where you came from. And there's something that I want to remind you of here. And that is Hillsdale College is now offering courses on the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, our founding documents, our heritage. And those are free. Those you can register by going to online.hillsdale.edu. Highly recommended courses, and it's a great opportunity to learn and get involved there. So online.hillsdale.edu. Now, sometimes it feels like the pressure is just coming on to America and we're powerless to do anything about it. But one thing is true, having known several legislators, people in elected positions, is that they will tell you that they respond to pressure. Large amounts of pressure makes them respond. And they will tell you that their colleagues, it makes them respond when they see large numbers in force standing together about an issue. Radical Islamists in America. There is a petition that we are going to link to. And this is, I don't have it right now. It's the American Security Coalition. I'll get that link. We'll post it in the highlights and resources posting. Secure America Now petition. Sign it. When you fill this form out, it asks for you to put, no matter where you are, this is not an American Redoubt issue. This is an American issue. You put your name in there and your email and your zip code. And what they will do for you is forward this petition to your representatives, your congressmen, and both of your senators, so that they get to see this, so they can, they have a really good pulse on their constituents, and they're responsive to that. Now, most of us have legislators who are very concerned and opposed to this Islamization of America. So it won't take a whole lot of convincing, but it does give them extra ammunition when they're trying to make their case to hold up this petition and say, look at all of the people in my district are furious about this and demanding that I take action about that. I represent these people. You can probably just find it on your own. American Security Coalition. It's a petition. It's called the Secure America Now petition. We'll get that linked in the highlights and resources posting. There's another event coming up. There's a couple of events that I want to tell you guys about. You've already heard about the God and Country 2016 celebration in Marble. You can go to marblecountry.com. Marble, just like it sounds, M-A-R-B-L-E. That's in Northeast Washington State. And people will be coming from all over the place to attend that. We're looking very much forward to that. June 24th through the 26th, there's activities for the whole family. The gates will open on Friday at noon, June 24th. And the first session will begin that evening, Friday, at 7 p.m. And, of course, that will wrap up on Sunday afternoon, evening. Lots of vendors there. There's going to be several speakers there. It's just not something you want to miss. Cope Reynolds is also moving his firearms training to Godden Country this year. Excellent firearms. We interviewed him a couple weeks ago or a week ago, and really good. So check that out. Go to marblecountry.com. Another event, if you are in the American Redoubt, on June 11th, 2016, that's a Saturday. I know T-Rex is going to be going on. We're going to be full on into it. But for some reason, you can't attend T-Rex. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Candlelight Christian Fellowship in Coeur d'Alene. We're going to have this is linked, and this is on our Facebook page. And you can go to answeringislamconference.eventgrid.com to get your tickets. Those are $10 online, $15 at the door. Pastor Sharam Hadian will be the keynote speaker, and there'll be other speakers there as well, talking about the threat of Islam, Answering Islam, which is the name of this conference. And we're also going to try to get some the audio files from that so that we can share with those of you who are not able to attend or who will be fully immersed in T-Rex 2016. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back, and we'll be into segment three. This is Radio Free Readout. Stay right there. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt, here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
This is segment three, brought to you by Katie Armor. They have the soft armor. They have the solid plate armor, front, sides, backs, and the body armor carriers, the plate carriers, and lots of other gear. Check them out at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I, Katie Armor, body armor. Great folks. And they've got less than a week turnaround on all that, and all their prices include shipping. So very cool. Now, there's something that I wanted to get into yesterday on the show. I ran out of time, and then I said, I'm going to talk about it tonight. Well, I am going to briefly talk about it tonight, but this is really should be going toward, I want to kind of save most of my thunder for this coming Saturday's show, because the largest live listening audience on terrestrial radio is Washington State Patriots in the American Redoubt. Pretty much just about everywhere in Washington State, east of the Cascades. And that is the voting. Now, this also applies to you no matter where you are, if you have not had your primary elections yet. I'm not even talking about the presidential elections. I'm not talking about the circus in Washington, D.C. The most effective way you can make an impact is locally. That's the most effective government, and the one you have the most control of is the one that is closest to you. Your local, municipal, and county, and even your legislative districts. I was so disappointed to look at the voter turnout over in Idaho when I saw the results the following day. I looked and I saw 22%, 22.6%, 22.4%, all of these Patriot territory strongholds. And you're seeing less than 25% voter turnout. Now, why would that be? There are several theories. But before I get into that, Harney County, Oregon, where all of this stuff went on with the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, over in Burns, Oregon, those people are fired up. Now, even those who don't disagree with the taking over of the wildlife refuge, they know that there is a legitimate concern. They know that the government is overreaching. They see their neighbors being fined and imprisoned and their land taken, and they see the BLM burning land up, destroying cattle, destroying buildings, and no accountability whatsoever. They're very frustrated at the injustices that are taking place. So frustrated, in fact, that in this last week's elections, Harney County had a 72.13% voter turnout. Over 72% voter turnout in Harney County, Oregon, where, let's just take this example here. The number one destination for patriots relocating in the American Redoubt is Kootenai County, Idaho. Not Coeur d'Alene City, with try to project themselves as the most liberal city this side of the Mississippi. Not those handful of people. I'm talking about the county of Kootenai County, and the people that live in the county, and most that live in the city, are conservatives. Most in the county consider themselves conservative patriots. But 22.6% of them turned out. That's because they have the false sense that everything is okay. Now, primary elections have historically had the lowest turnout, a lower turnout compared to the general elections. That's the big one that nobody wants to miss. That's the one that people show up to that makes them feel all good about themselves, and they put the little I voted sticker on and they walk out of there like they've done their patriotic duty. But at least 50% of those people will not have voted in the primaries. This is what's happening, and this is where we're losing people. We are losing across the board, and we complain about the Republicans shifting further and further to the left. It's not them shifting things to the left. It's us refusing to stop it, because we have the power to do so. And this is what's happening. In areas that are traditionally and historically red, conservative, Republican, everybody yawns at the primary elections. And the reason why I'm focusing this, and I'm going to bring this up again on Saturday to Washington, is because their primaries aren't until August. They've got time. And this is what's happening. The left wing is identifying Republicans to run, and they are dumping tons of money and resources into backing a left-wing Republican to beat out the Patriots, calling a true conservative an extremist. Vote for me. I'm not an extremist like him. And they are running ads. They're running newspaper ads, radio spots, signage, and the bulk of the money for these left-wing Republicans is coming from special interest groups and lobbying groups from the state capitals. It's not just an Idaho issue. This is happening all over the country. So while you were doing something better, something way more awesome than voting, whatever it was, a left-wing Republican got the nomination. So when the general elections come along and you see this obviously far-left Democrat, I'll never vote for him. I'm voting for Republican. and then you vote Republican, and your area gets to enjoy the reputation of being red and being Republican, but he's taking you through policies socially, economically, politically, further and further to the left. And you don't like it one bit, but hey, I can't complain. I voted. See, you can't just vote sometimes. You have to vote. They're counting on you looking the other way. And guess what? It's working. So it's already too late for those of you in Idaho. You blew it. I'm not talking about those of you who voted, but one out of four of you voted. Probably in this listening audience, it's a considerably higher percentage. But you don't just do your duty in November. This can be stopped. And this is what frustrates me, is that it can be if there's a will. But to see people kicking back, 24% voting turnout, when in Harney County, not a patriot stronghold. It is not. They're just down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth people. They're not, you know, patriot-type banner flag wavers. They just want to be left alone. They've been pushed so far that they've gotten to the point where they feel like fighting now. But see, those in Idaho, obviously, don't care enough. And this is what concerns me with this Al-Hijra push to bring in Islam, Muslims, into the Spokane area. As conservative as Eastern Washington is, it's going to be interesting. I would not be surprised to see a low voter turnout in Spokane and the surrounding counties. You guys can change this, but will you? If you get on social media, if you get on drives to push everyone you know, your church, your home group, your pastor, everybody in your circle, and make it go viral on all your social media to get people out there to do it. Get creative to come up with ways, incentives. Have a barbecue. Have block parties, whatever it is, where everybody goes and votes and then they go and they celebrate. But you're going to have to do that. And some of these left-wing Republicans, rhinos, are winning by very narrow, small margins. It would not take much to beat them. But they count on the conservatives sitting on their butts, and they win. And they are winning. So it should be, especially in these strongholds, it should be 72% turnout everywhere where it's red. You need to wake up to the strategy. It's very subtle, and it's very strategic, and it's very effective. So take it back. That's all I can say about that. So what do we got here? August 2nd is the primary for those of you in Washington. Check out your state to find out when your primaries are. If they haven't happened yet, it's time to roll up your sleeves and start campaigning. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with the fourth and final segment here in just a minute on Radio for Readout. How safe is your property? How long could it sustain you? Have you considered how you might deal with various threats? Have you planned out your property to get the most out of it for secure and self-reliant living? Those are the questions that Strategic Landscape Design answers. Their services include planning for the primary needs of water, food, energy, and self-defense, providing consulting and design services to help fellow patriots achieve a prepared lifestyle. Take the next step in making yours a secure and productive self-sufficient property. Go to www.strategiclandscapedesign.com.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. What is a rhino? Well, in modern political terms, it means Republican in name only. But in truth, both parties have them. They're opportunists, and they are everywhere. It's good to know who's who. An opportunist is a person who is beholden to compromise and not principle, who says one thing but does another. It's a person who won't take a pledge in writing because they say it's a gimmick. It's a person who campaigns on pro-business conservatism, but behind the scenes takes thousands from the pro-gas tax lobby and labor unions, including SEIU, who championed Obamacare. It's a person who says they're out to help every man, but can only do so by raising taxes. Over the past 6 years in Olympia, I've done what I said I was going to do, and that's make lower taxes, less government, and more freedom a reality in Olympia. Actions speak louder than words. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the Community Look, Matt Shea, Republican.
Segment 4, brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com. Thank you so much to those guys for supporting us, both over at ACN and here at Radio for Readout, the podcast, and Katie Armour as well. These guys are just, you know, to know these people personally, it's just, they're just the coolest people. I want to just see their businesses just thrive. And well, they're very blessed. They're doing well. They're blessed enough to be able to help us. But Works makes custom Kydex holsters. They have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Use the coupon code RFR for your discount. Lifetime guarantee. Yeah, how can you beat that? Little rivet snaps, pops, breaks, whatever. Just send it in. Done deal. Fixed. That's pretty tough to beat. Okay. Now, tomorrow, I am going to be producing Partisan Radio, and tomorrow night I'm going to have that uploaded, so you have all week to listen to it and re-listen to it if you want, but I'll also be adding additional resources to Amron.com, which we're, you know, of course, adding more and more all the time. Now, Cascadia Rising is the government, FEMA, and Department of Defense, and the state-level Departments of Defense and Emergency Operations, responding to a massive earthquake that they're expecting sometime in the next 50 years. And they already said we're overdue. It could happen this week. Literally. It's like, right. It's on the edge and it can go at any time. They're already seeing additional increased seismic activity around all the volcanoes that make up the Cascadias mountain range, the Cascadia mountain range, the Cascades, I should say. So this is called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. Subduction. This one plate is sliding underneath another, and that's what's created, you know, all these volcanoes, which most of them are dormant right now. If this goes, or when it goes, the scientists are saying it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, it is going to be catastrophic, especially along the coastal areas. So they're planning on their response. They're going to be on the air using Aries ham radio operators, RACES ham radio operators, MARS, the Military Amateur Radio Service, the Red Cross and Salvation Army are supposed to be involved as well. The Department of Defense, the Canadian military, FEMA, all of these organizations are going to be practicing responding to a disaster. Now, in a real world disaster, these agencies and organizations are the agencies that would be working together to respond to an emergency. So wouldn't it make sense if we took advantage of the opportunity to practice monitoring that traffic so we can stay ahead of the news cycle and stay informed ourselves so we can inform our community and inform the network and those leaders within our communities so that they can properly respond? What a great opportunity. Of course, that's the 7th through the 10th, Tuesday through Friday. And Friday is when T-Rex kicks off with a second bigger earthquake in the central United States. That's when the grid goes down across the country, hurling us into a grid down, communications down, power down situation where we will be getting all of our news. Any further news will only be coming over ham radio. So you want to tune in, and you can do that with a shortwave radio for long-range HF communications. It's going to be cool. Now, at Amron.com, just uploaded the Cascadia Rising PDF, so you can learn more about that. Great maps, outlines of real-world studies that they've done and paid a lot of money for analyzing the expected damage to each of these infrastructure, from communications to natural gas lines to other fuels, roads, rail, highways, bridges, water, and the refugee evacuation crisis that they're anticipating as well. All of that's going to be incorporated into this. So it's going to be a good exercise. And throughout this week, we will be uploading more information on AMRON.com. So keep checking it. And next week, when the exercise kicks off on Tuesday, once we get word that the earthquake has happened, Radio Free Readout will begin going on the air, live streaming the coverage, because AMRON core operators will be monitoring the airwaves and sending in sit reps to me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I'll be taking that and compiling that into sit reps and news reports to keep all of you abreast as things are developing. I also have access to a workspace panel that's news, YouTube, and Facebook type mock platforms that they will be using to deliver real-time information, just as if you were actually had internet access, what would be coming across. We're also going to be compiling news from that resource as well. That's going to be pretty cool. So you're basically, Radio for Readout is going to be your source for news and updates. And when there's nothing going on, we'll play music, we'll play old time radio episodes and podcasts, and we'll break in when there's breaking news, and we'll have, you know, news like on the half hour, on the hour, updates. And so we should be able to maintain a continuous presence unless we shut down through the evening hours to conserve power. You know, say shut down at midnight, come back on at 6 a.m., something like that. We'll see. I'll be talking more about that tomorrow night in Partisan Radio and about how you can get involved. We're giving away some good gear. Hydroelectric 12-volt power generator that was donated by Tactical Wood Gas. Sam Culper's stuff hits the fan intelligence manual, SHTF intelligence manuals. Custom-built multiband antennas, HF antennas. And gear from the American Readout gear store. It's going to be cool. I keep saying that. It's going to be cool. It's just going to be cool. What else is there to say? All right. Now, there are two things that I want to share with you, and they're kind of a help needed, please, categories. As you guys know, many of you have been following Readout News. Now, Readout News is not affiliated with us directly at all. In fact, I had met and knew of the founders, Sherry and Brett, over at Readout News. But when they started Readout News, they took off on their own. They had worked with another independent, patriot-type news network, and they decided to have something oriented toward the American Readout. They started Readout News, and they've been doing an amazing job. Go to readoutnews.com and check out their website. Very professionally done. But they came to me and some other leaders and said, we're kind of at an impasse. We need some help. We're overwhelmed. There's only two of us mostly doing this full time. And we are stretched so thin, and this is growing so fast, and we like the product, and it's nice, but we can't get enough original content out there. We need more people helping, volunteering to contribute. And they, of course, they don't get paid for this. They have some sponsors that pay for the web hosting and, you know, all the hard costs, but they're dedicated to the mission. This is what they need. There are several things after we had a discussion with them. We need a correspondent, like a chief correspondent from each state in the American Readout. From Idaho, needs to be a Wyoming correspondent, the lead Montana correspondent, Idaho, Eastern Washington, and Eastern Oregon. If you like to write and you're an organized person, you're a patriot, you want to find a place to fit in, they need one main correspondent contact in each of those states who can look for issues that affect us as patriots, conservative patriot issues going on in your state, and have kind of a brief, a weekly brief on legislation or social or political news and updates for your state. You'd be the correspondent checking in with updates on that state. And you'll be able to work with several other people in that state too, but we need like one point of contact. Not we, they need one point of contact. Need contributors and contributing editors with original material. If you want to write any type of anything that fits within the conservative, patriot, or American Redoubt movement, you'd like to get published, you just want to write a short 250, 500 word the article on any number of topics, it's up to you. You'd be independent contributing writer. But if you want to cover something about the Second Amendment or self-reliance or whatever it is, be creative. So if you have a passion for something and looking for an outlet, contact Readout News. The other thing too is this is what we also want to share is testimonies. Testimonies of those of you who have moved here, and I've heard from many of you, and I want to follow up with many of you as well. But if you could take the time to write your testimony about what you left, what it is here, what you found different here, how you feel blessed, some of the challenges that you ran into, some of the things you wish you would have known that could be passed on to others. Any type of testimonies like this, we're looking for those. The another section would be American Redoubt communities, with a different community featured maybe each week or, you know, each time. If we get some folks that would be willing to research different communities in the American Redoubt, you know, this is what the main industry is in this town. These are the taxes. This is the these are the schools. These are the private Christian schools. Here's information about homeschooling networks. Here's everything that would help you make a decision on these various different communities, with a different community in the American Redoubt featured each week, for example. If any of that that I just mentioned piques your interest, either let me know at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I'll pass you along to Brett and Sherry at Redoubt News, or contact them directly. But this is all volunteer. We want people to be on board with the mission, because there's no money in it right now. It looks like they're doing really well, but all the money that they are making through sponsors and stuff is going toward the hard costs that are unavoidable to keep all of this going. So at this point, until it grows, and it is growing, at this point, the strictly volunteer, we need patriots to step up and help them. If you have a passion for any of this, and you want to contribute to the mission, this is a cause. If this were about the money, none of us would be doing it. I can guarantee that. That brings me to my final point. As you know, Pauly01, my number of different things, longtime friend of the family, a trusted patriot, started off being very adept at social media with some other things that she was involved in, and training and other things. She really knew what she was doing with social media. I did not. Lots of people are asking, when are you going to get a Facebook page? When are you going to get social media? I didn't even want to venture there because I knew nothing about it. I didn't want to know anything about it. It's just one more thing that I don't have time for. So she contacted me and said, if you get a Radio Free Readout Facebook page going, or Amron or whatever, I can post stuff for you because I know how to do that. So I said, sure, let's give it a try. And she started doing really good with this. Now, we started having some issues with our website. And she says, well, I do HTML code stuff on Facebook all the time, and so I know a little bit about it. Maybe I could look at the website and see if I can fix that page. So she jumped in there. And next thing you know, she's like, hey, I can set up affiliate links here. That would help out Radio Free Readout. Hey, I could do this. I could do that. So she started working on the website and making major improvements. She's been in charge of operations, Amron operations, coordinating with the volunteers that are helping to organize the net control stations, new members, which I was completely overwhelmed with. She got so much stuff organized, and this is basically what it comes down to. She is an integral She's out of town this weekend. She is such a critical component, and so much of the success and growth is attributed to codename Polly 01. Amron and Radio for Redoubt would not be what they are today without what she's done. Now, she believes in the cause. She believes in the mission, and she's been doing all of this volunteer, except for, you know, I've bought her some communications gear when we were able to, or we get some extra donations, you know, give her a little bit, and we've taken a couple donations to help her out. But they kind of got in a situation in their family where she is going to have to get a part-time job. So we started doing the math. Basically, I'm at the point now where we're short about $500 a month. That's basically what it comes down to. If I could, the couple other little things that we're like doing a shell game to help offset the cost, if we could get $500 a month, that would be the equivalent of what they were budgeting for, hoping for if she got a part-time job. I know I'm kind of getting some personal stuff here, but I wanted to share this because she is so invaluable, and $500 a month is so small to be able to keep her in that position, which is basically a full-time job. Then that would enable her to stay working with Radio Free Readout and Amron the same amount as if she went and got a part-time job based on their calculations. So I said, well, let's see if we can put up. Let's put an appeal out to the listeners. If you have not been helping with Radio Free Readout to keep us on the air, to keep us growing, to keep this mission going forward, and you've been looking, because I've been approached by several people saying, just tell me what your needs are and I'll help, but I need a specific amount. Like, what? It's just so hard to do, but here's one that I can do. If you have not been contributing, or maybe if you would like to add additional, if you've been donating $5, $10 a month, if you can make that $10 or $20, and earmark $10 a month for the Poly 01 fund. Just put it the Poly fund and just earmark it so we know what it's for and so we can hit our goal of $500 a month. That would give them the financial breathing room for you to be able to continue doing that without being interrupted by going and getting a part-time job. So there you are. It's all right out there. If you could email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, we'll take your pledge and we'll keep a book. And we always are prayerful about the money we spend. We try to be very good stewards with it. We don't squander it. This isn't a scam. We're just hardworking people that make about $4 an hour. And I'd like for her to make $4 an hour instead of 50 cents an hour for all the work that she puts into this. But we're sold out to this. We believe in this as a cause. I believe this is necessary. Prayerfully, think about it. You know, if there's some way that you would like to contribute. And this is hard for me too. I hate asking for this kind of stuff. I'm not very good at it. But there you are. All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got, guys. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up this week. Tomorrow night, I will be uploading Partisan Radios. We're getting ready for T-Rex, Cascadia Rising. Lots of stuff going on. So hopefully you're working on getting your comms up. I'll be talking to you about that tomorrow night, giving you some more guidance. So with that, you all have a blessed week. I hope you had a blessed and safe Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Take the time out to stop and think, meditate, and be grateful for those who paid the ultimate price for us to have the freedom that we have, the freedom that we're fighting for now. It would have been gone long ago if it weren't for those who laid it all on the line for us. So remember the veterans and those people who gave their lives for freedom. This is Radio Free Redoubt. God bless you this week. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.